The review after a body blow, Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson, and Sean Rogers. Neil Atkinson, how do you feel?
A body blow is right. In fact, it was more than one. It's worth saying yesterday, I think, from a Liverpool point of view, it's one which, I think what worries you is if you'd have drawn or beforehand sat down, if we'd have done this show and say, describe the way this goes wrong, we'd have described what we saw. And that to me is, in a number of ways, that's the point. And what makes this a difficult conversation is not so much the wider context of the league, but it's actually the wider context of the manager. So why it's a difficult conversation is that there's bits and pieces yesterday that would, I think, have led people to maybe in hushed tones, given everything he's achieved. But again, imagine he's a newish manager rather than the one that he is. Would have led to people saying, off the back of the last couple of games. And I think within there, you've got this sort of, as I say, when you're sitting down and going, right, what would be the list of things that could go wrong to the point that Liverpool very much feel second best and lose this game 2-0? We'd have written them down. We could have put them on a whiteboard and come back in this morning, tick them one at a time and gone, yep, that one happened, yep, that one happened, yep, that one happened. And then the next phase of that, which concerns you as well, is the extent to which when it goes to, it's finished. And I think that's in there, and there's mitigating circumstances all over the place around that. But fundamentally, I think that there's arguably three and a bit games in the last sort of five or six where, to me, Liverpool have at the very least played into the opposition's hands, and in the worst version of events, being the version of Liverpool that either looks underprepared or is just doing exactly what the opposition wanted to do. And that is, for me, that's sort of concerning. And it may well be that, the Klopp 2.0 thing, part of the element of it is, as it's moved through, the opponents have got the tapes and they're able to sort of look at a couple of things in a way that they weren't able to, say, in January and February. They didn't have all the data and all that sort of stuff. I actually don't think it is that. I think that a massive part of what it is that they've ever so slightly run into a couple. I think they've had the idea of, if you have an off day in a variety of different ways playing your normal game and Atalanta have a really good day, you're going to cop for this. I don't think there's much that Dyche as Everton do that should come as a surprise to Liverpool, in the same way I don't think there's anything that Atalanta do that should come as a surprise to Liverpool. And there's certainly nothing that Crystal Palace do first half that should come as a surprise to Liverpool. And on all these occasions, it's looked like a massive, massive, massive surprise to Liverpool.